The Board of Trustees of the Biomedical Research Institute in the Adirondacks named Dr. Ronald H. Goldfarb to lead the Trudeau Institute beginning on October 1st. Goldfarb has more than 30 years academic and industrial experience in cancer research and co-founded a biopharmaceutical company. He has been on numerous peer review panels and scientific advisory boards and edited cancer journals. He is the Trudeau Institute's sixth president, director, and CEO.
The Institute is very well known and has a world-class reputation in immunology and immunological research. And my training is in immunology, and I've had a number of positions in my career in the immune response. And so it's a good fit for me. I'm particularly supportive of the mission of the Institute. You know, studies of the immune response help us understand how to shut down diseases, to control aging, and to combat bioterrorism. So all of these things are appealing to me. It's in an ideal position, not only as a place of physical beauty, but also, I believe, it represents the beginning of an emerging biotech cluster.
Dr. Goldfarb, the Trudeau Institute is known for its immunological research, particularly focused on the lungs. A lot of your immunological research is focused in cancer research. How does that translate or interact with what Trudeau has been doing?
Well, it's very close in many ways. And actually, the Trudeau side, the lung-based research, has had a very rich history in tumor immunology as well. But the immune response is just a remarkable approach with selectivity and specificity that has the ability to treat all types of diseases. You know, immunology is an improved and unique approach for shutting down various diseases, highly specific, as I said, and understanding the immune response will help us understand how to put together different pieces of disease progression and how it fits together and allows us to pilot a course for finding new targeted therapies for a variety of diseases, not limited to cancer. Certainly, issues of the immune response are very important in tuberculosis and other diseases. And investigators, as you probably know already, Trudeau work in tuberculosis, work in a number of other areas where vaccinations are important, controlling aging. There's a work going on potential vaccine approaches that could protect against a variety of infections coming out of Trudeau. And there's work at Trudeau funding approaches to deal with agents that could be used in bioterrorism, and a number of other very exciting studies.
What do you see as the Institute's primary challenge in moving forward with their research?
Well, I think the major challenge is to stabilize the Institute and grow and bring in more investigators to diversify the array of areas that the immune response can be used in to attack diseases. So I'm very excited about the opportunity of buttressing and growing the Institute.
In the press release, in the announcement regarding your appointment as president, director, and CEO of the Trudeau Institute, they say that you will focus on revenue diversification strategies for the Institute. What are those strategies?
Well, that's an important question. As you know, the overall budget for science and technology in the United States has been very difficult to work within because of the economy in general. So we feel it's very important to diversify our funding stream beyond the traditional funding that many institutes such as Trudeau has enjoyed from the NIH alone. So I think that we are going to focus on pharmaceutical companies, interaction with biotechnology companies, working with the foundations associated with those companies, and also working with various angel philanthropy groups. There are all types of ways one could raise money beyond the traditional approach of only going to the NIH. And I think that it's important for Trudeau to increase its ability to do so.
You come from a research and an administrative background. When you are at Trudeau, even though they say you will be focusing on the revenue diversification strategies, basically bringing in the money that's needed for Trudeau, focused on the administrative aspects of it, do you think you'll be able to do any research? Would you like to be able to be doing research?
I have plans to do that, but not immediately. I think that as we recruit new investigators more akin to my own exact area of research, I will become more involved and set up my own laboratory as well. But that comes with time. Right now, the most important issue for Trudeau is to make certain that it's vibrant and healthy and is moving forward. We need to stabilize the institute and go forward. And I think that until we have, to my satisfaction, the funding base in place to support all the ongoing programs and to grow, I'll put my own laboratory needs for a little bit.
Ron Goldfarb, what do you see as the potential for Trudeau Institute for its long-term future?
I think the long-term aspect of Trudeau is to have a major impact in several areas. One is utilized for combating disease. Disease is plural. I think we could have a real impact on that, on the economic aspect of New York State, the North Country in particular. I also believe that we'll have the ability to attract companies to Saranac Lake and related areas. We think that we can work together with these companies and with other institutions in the area. My interest is becoming less insular than the Trudeau seems to have been in the past and really moving towards working together with all available resources to have the maximum impact on human health and protection against disease. I really think that's where Trudeau has a unique foothold and I believe integral to its mission. You know, the issue of Trudeau has always been to leverage research and to improve health through medical research. We're going to kick that up to another level.
Ron Goldfarb, thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. And thanks for giving us the opportunity to tell you about some of the new things going on at the Institute.
The Trudeau Institute was founded in 1884. Its primary research centers on the development of vaccines and treatments for diseases including cancer, influenza, and tuberculosis. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.